I think it's very important here to be clear about what we're talking about in terms of the potential property of the estate. We are not talking about the commission owed by the sellers to the brokerage house. We are talking about Mr. Young's contractual right to be paid a portion of that commission pursuant to his arrangement with the brokerage house for producing a sale. That contractual right, as has been noted by both sides, was contingent on a successful closing. That is the only contingency that appears from the stipulated facts. We have a contractual right to payment contingent upon a successful closing, or in this case, two successful closings. The case law that I found interpreting Section 541 is very clear that property of the estate includes contingent interests, such as debtors' contingent contractual right to payment of a portion of the real estate commissions paid the brokerage house. I refer the parties to Stabner v. Wick, 276 F3rd, 412, 415, 8th Circuit 2002, in which the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals concluded that certain stock options that had not vested on the petition date and were contingent on the debtor's continued employment after the petition date did not alter the fact that they were, in fact, property of the estate. Law v. Stover, 336 BR 780, 732. That's an 8th Circuit Bankruptcy Appellate Panel decision in 2006, holding that property of the estate includes contingent interests in future payments. In that case, it was the child tax credit that was enacted in 1997. Parsons v. Union Planters Bank, 262 BR 475, 480, another 8th Circuit Bankruptcy Appellate Panel decision, this one from 2001, in which the Bankruptcy Appellate Panel noted that even if real estate commissions were not earned pre-petition, the debtor had a contingent interest in them, and that contingent interest would be property of the estate. Fact pattern very similar to this case, except the contingency was satisfied pre-petition. But the court did, as I say, go on to note that even if they had not been earned pre-petition, the debtor's contingent interest would still be property of the estate. And Potter v. Drews, 228 BR 422, 423 through 24, another 8th Circuit Bankruptcy Appellate decision, this one from 1999, stating that courts have consistently held that Section 541 applies to contingent interests. In that case, it was a contingent interest in a trust. Any way you slice it, debtor had a contractual right to payment on the petition date that was contingent on the successful closing of the two successful closings. As Trustee Allred pointed out, if those closings had not taken place for whatever reason, the contingency would have failed and the estate would not have been entitled to anything. But because the contingencies did not fail, the estate is entitled to those commissions. And so based on the authority that I've cited, I'm finding that debtors' commissions, while still contingent on successful closings on the petition date, are property of the estate. And Trustee Allred, you may submit an order granting your motion as it relates to the commissions.